This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2267. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 31st, Alaska, Algeria, Brazil, Canada, China, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, India, Indonesia, Korea South, Kurdistan, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Peru, Philippines, Poland, Puerto Rico, Russia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Tibet, Turkey, UK, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the B24 season now underway, and we have new frequencies and times for many stations. KNLS in Alaska has 1 hour English broadcast, now scheduled as follows if both their transmitters are working. At 08 UT on 6075, at 10 on 9680, at 12 on 9580 and 9625, and at 14 on 6110. Ifriqiya FM from Algeria remains active on 17600. In fact, they're registered all the way from 07 until 01 UT, but they do not run anywhere that long. They do seem to be on the air after 07, when it's too late for us. I did hear a trace of a carrier there one evening. On October 27th, the first day of the season, they were still on at 1458 with an ID in French. But by October 30th, they were already off the air by 1450. Anyhow, we have some more observations of when English segments have been heard, apparently on no fixed schedule. In Shortwave Bulletin, Christer Brunström in Sweden reports back on October 22nd, a regular segment in English, he says, at 1400. Alan Rowe in the UK reports an English segment, 30 October at 0753, on 17600 and 15160, called Living Legends. And then at 1030 to 1045, on the same two frequencies, a studio roundtable discussion in English about the digital landscape. And in the British DX Club, Tony Rogers says, I heard them 29 October on 17600, with a talk in English at 0743 about the Afar people and their cultural heritage. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says 15160 conflicts with KBS South Korea between 09 and 10 UT. Anyhow, as Wolfgang Buschel points out, both sites are on the air at the same time, or can be, but not necessarily all the time. 17600 is Beshar, and 15160 is Wagla. Beshar is better for us, since we're closer to directly off the back of that beam toward the southeast. Using a remote in Brazil, Zacharias Langes reports on Radio Voz Missionaria's exact frequencies, and the lower one is putting out spurs, 5934.8, and spurs at 5842 and 6037 approximately. Wolfgang Buschel says, the center frequency is unstable going up and down, about 6 hertz, 5939.856 to 0.862. The other ones are slightly off, 9664.986 and 11749.869, as of October 26th. Also listening via remote in Brazil, Dan Robinson reports on the Pirate on 6205. A clear ID, as country, in English general form, or maybe it was 94.9 country, or 91.9 star country. Ron Howard was also listening October 29th at 0600 on 6205, when there was an ID, and relaying all American country and western. But what is the location of the relayed 94.9 station? Tony Pavick in Pope, B.C. provides the B24 schedule of his one-hour weekly program, Pop Shop Radio. It's on WRMI 5950 UT Monday at 0200, and on Channel 292 Germany, Wednesday at 17, and Saturday at 23 UT on 3955 and 9670. And there will occasionally be an extra broadcast at 0400 to North America on 9670. And also now on shortwave gold via Germany, 14 UT Saturday on 6160 and 20 UT Sunday on 3975. Ron Howard reports on 5050 from China, Beibu Bay Radio. heard via remote in Thailand, October 24th at 22:52, identifying as This is Rock and Roll Radio in English, and also a singing jingle as Baboo Bay Radio. On October 26th, he tuned in a bit earlier and found that 50:50 came on the air at 22:43. And Ron Howard points out another advantage of remote monitoring. He heard on 6030 Radio Oromia in Ethiopia, October 26th at 0320 via the remote in Kenya, vernacular announcements and African music, poor gray line reception around sunrise, but it's nearly impossible in the States because of Radio Marti on 6030. Gianni Serra in Italy reports lots of Euro pirates, many of them on frequencies where you would not expect to hear pirates, such as 5065.01, slightly variable. Radioactivity International seems to be the name. It's in Russian and English, heard October 21st, before and after 02UT. Playing pop songs, announcements in Russian and in English with a Russian accent. Next one, although it's in the American pirate band, thought to be coming direct from Europe by Terry Kruger in Northwest Florida. 6940, Weekend Music Radio, at 0449 October 27th, in full AM mode. Fairly good but very bassy audio. European-accented man in English, and frequent IDs. Later talking about Radio Moscow's English service, with Crimson Bells and Midnight in Moscow. And they mentioned other frequencies, 7315 and 6265. It went off 6940 at 0630. Also filed under Europe, Free Radio Service Holland. Says on Sunday, November 3rd, we're on the air celebrating 44 years of shortwave broadcasting at 0852 to 1345 UT. Frequency subject to change, 5940, 7700, and 9300. Programs include FRS Goes DX and a mailbag show. Latest info will be at their website, frsholland.nl. And there you will also find several dates in November set up for FRS streaming transmissions. Now filed under Germany, from Terry, 3 Texas radio shortwave shows in November. World Music of Quang Bin, a repeat from 2022 of Texas Travels list of 15 Texas musicians everyone should hear, and their 5th anniversary show, reprising their first broadcast on November 28, 2019, with a special QSL for each show. Via Channel 292 on Saturday, November 2nd at 22 UT on 3955. That's the first one I mentioned. And then on Sunday, November 3rd at 02 and 04 to North America on 9670. And at 13 to Europe on 9670. Well, Bill Tilford provides his B24 schedule, at least for November, of his 2 monthly programs, also via Channel 292. From the Isle of Music on the second Saturday, that is November 9th, a break from Cubadisco nominees to recognize the centenary of the founding of the iconic Cuban dance band Sonora Matancera. These are UT Saturday at 04 on 9670 towards Eastern North America, at 17, 9670 towards South Asia, and a new time of 18 UT on 3955 and 6070, omnidirectional for Europe and beyond. And 1 week later, on the third Saturday, November 16th, it'll be Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, on the same times and frequencies, music from Saint-Tome et Principe, a side helping of something involving turkeys. About hearing some English from All India Radio, Akashvani, Harold Sellers in BC says besides these spotlight programs, several times a day in other language programs, there's a daily 15-minute English newscast, not spotlight, at 0245 on 15410. It was quite good into an Alberta remote, but the audio was muffled, he says. Richard Cuff replies, it might be the evening news, also available on demand via the website, www.newsonair.gov.in. The items under Listen News appear to be all in English. Look for the entry News Programs and View All. Spotlight is visible on the page, which then comes up. Ron Howard has been listening to The Voice of Indonesia, 4755, conveniently via remote in Jakarta. Such as October 31st in English at 13 UT with news and commentary. Now about National Unity Radio, clandestine from South to North Korea, but transmitted via Taiwan. Ron Howard reports its new frequency 7200, replacing 7340, and no North Korean jamming yet. Heard October 29th at 14:06 till off at 14:28, instead of the usual closing at 14:58, as in the Aoki database, at 1200 to 1458 daily. On the former frequency, 7340, Ron now hears PBS Xinjiang, or CNR 17 in the Kazakh language, between 14 and 15. Also known as East Turkestan, Wolfgang Duschel points out that 7200 is a no-no frequency, the boundary between a ham and a broadcast band. Broadcasters should not be on it since their lower side intrudes into the ham band. Ron's further monitoring via remote in Japan on October 30th, 7200, at 12:33, North Korean pulsating jamming now there, but the station seems to have dropped a one-minute English quotation and Korean explanation, which used to be at 12:38, replaced with an interesting 20-minute English language lesson. And on that day, they cut off much earlier at 12:58 UT. And then on October 31st, it was not heard at all on 7200, from 12 to 1240 UT. That may well be because a major typhoon hit the transmitting island Taiwan. During the Turco-Kurdo radio war, jumping around between 11.5 and 11.55 megahertz, the Turkish jammer versus the PKK station Dengagel, which means people voice radio. Not always on the same frequency and sometimes hard to tell them apart. Mark Taylor in Pennsylvania in the NASA flysheet reports Dengagel at 1340 October 26th in Kurdish with music and the Turkish jammer barely audible under with an Erdogan speech. And then Johnny Serra in Italy reports 11525. Radio Ya Dengagel, October 27th at 0419. He was able to parallel to their web stream, dengel.org. Rick Barton in Arizona reports it on 11510, October 27th at 1510, and also at 1600, and as well on October 28th, suddenly off at 1700. And Wolfgang Büschel reports 11549.993, tentatively Dengagel via site in Armenia at 0740, while the Turkish jammer was 11510.008. Here's the B-24's English schedule of Madagascar World Voice of World Christian Broadcasting, which also runs KNLS in Alaska. At 02 and 03, 13760 aimed northeast. At 04, 11825 to the west-northwest. At 18, 13670 to the northwest. At 20 in African English, they say, on 11965 to the west-northwest. Via remotes in Thailand, Wolfgang Büschel reports Myanmar on 9730, Myanmar Radio Yangon, and on 9590 at 0546, Azin Radio, and International Music at 0612. Via Dave Kenny in the British DX Club about the Netherlands, a schedule change for Radio Delta, 6170. It switched to 12030 around 0930 UT on Sunday, October 27th. But a notice from them, as of October 26th, said they would be on Fridays and Saturday, 6170 from 06 to 08 UT. An evening broadcast paused until spring. Hard to receive, but we've resumed 12030. Tests are looking promising from 08 UT until the afternoon. Of course, Spain is on 12030 later. North American Antichrist Pirate, station YHWH 7475, was on the air very late Saturday, October 26th. I was hearing him at 0657. Also monitoring, he played his theme song, Days of Hard Life, at 0727, and finally went off at 0737. Continued to detect often at least a carrier from Pirate Hikari FM on 11529.9. Rick Barton in Arizona hears it on 11530, with a fair to middling signal all day long, such as 23 UT on October 28th, but also as early as 15 UT on the 27th. Via International Vacuum Internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2267. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Voluntary financial support appreciated via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or by check or money order on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Via remote in Brazil, Ron Howard reports Peru Radio Senda Cristiana, or the Christian Way Radio, on 4820, October 22nd from 0240 until sign-off at 0300 with Choral National Anthem. Wolfgang Buzel provides the B-24 schedule of Voice of the Philippines via the USAGM transmitter at Tinang. The Sesquiar in Filipino, but which I think includes some English, starting at 0200 is on 9475, 15640, and 17820. And the English by hour at 1730 on 9925, 12120, and 15190. Poland. I've seen no reports of this actually being heard, but an interesting registration in HFCC for something called SPW Radio Warsaw, transatlantic radio station, 10 kilowatts non-directional, from Babice, B-A-B-I-C-E, at 07 to 15 on 7415, or 07 to 10 on 7430, both 10 kilowatts non-directional. In the World of Radio I.O. group, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany explains the background to this. Radio Stazia Babice was a communication center for transatlantic comms on long wave 1923 to 1939, and used by German occupation forces until 1945, and for the Polish external service on shortwave before and after World War II. In 2014, an association of friends of the historic Radio Stazia Babice was founded. They organized local tours to revive memories of the station. In 2020, the association announced plans for shortwave broadcasts and looked for an engineer to refurbish an old transmitter. Initially, they planned to broadcast 1 hour a week. Started registering those same two frequencies with HFCC in 2020. Several Puerto Rican AM stations have exchanged call signs, as reported in the National Radio Club and in Medium Wave News. In May of 2022, Cadena WAPA, WAPA, a group of 14 stations with 7 on AM, changed branding to Super Borinquen Radio, with associated call sign changes. But on 11th October this year, the change has been reversed. The network's flagship station San Juan is on 680, and it's again WAPA instead of WBQN. That call sign has been placed on the Aguadilla station that was 1580 WVOZ. In turn, WVOZ has been allocated to Ponce on 1260, which was WAPA in the Borinquen era. Is all that unclear? The WAPA call originally reflected the Asociación de Productores de Azúcar, the Puerto Rican Association of Sugar Producers. Russ DX reports the federal state unitary enterprise Russian TV and Radio Broadcasting Network, RTRS, has announced a tender for demolition of equipment at Radio Center No. 7 in the city of Angarsk in the Irkutsk region. On specialized internet forums, it is specified that Radio Center No. 7 is a former megawatt radio center operated in the long-range radio protection system, i.e. a jammer, including the Malaya Zarya, Bolshaya Zarya antennas, and two RD-type antennas. Recently, it was broadcasting the Mayak radio station on longwave 234. Now that he can listen to Voice of the Nation Solomon Islands 5020 via remote in Australia, Ron Howard says it's staying on the air often much later than the usual sign-off of 1200. On October 25th, it was still going with non-stop pop songs after 1505. Nothing strange happening at Spanish Foreign Radio, especially concerning their token English broadcast, mentioned last week. It failed to appear Wednesday, October 23rd, but continued in Spanish. The same thing happened on Friday, the 25th. The next English broadcast should have been in the B-24 season and frequencies, Monday, October 28th, at 2300, but no frequencies were on the air at that time. However, as Alan Rowe points out, there was English on that occasion. It's at least available as a podcast. Then, on the following Wednesday, October 30th, 2300, still Spanish, no English. Their advanced program schedules continue to claim there will be English at midnight local time, 3 days a week. We certainly hope they can resume. The frequencies anyhow are 9690 to North America, 12030 to the Middle East, but good here off the back, 17715 to South America, and 17755 to Africa. Ron Howard is enjoying getting good reception from Tibet, thanks to remotes in Nepal or India, including the English hour at 16 UT on 6200. Hello Zhejiang is the program. It is October 20th. On the 19th at 16:30, it was a program about Tibetan opera. Also at 0725 UT, October 25th in English, on 6200, Zhejiang Radio and Television Station, with The Sunny Road, about the Tibetan calendar. Voice of Turkey made their seasonal frequency and time change for English to us, now 23 UT on 5960, instead of 22 on 11785. The lower frequency does not propagate nearly as well deep into North America, and there's China on the same frequency. They were active on October 27th, but nothing was to be heard, even using remotes in Europe, on the 28th and 29th. I was wondering if they'd suddenly changed frequency. Finally, on October 30th, Turkey was again broadcasting on 5960. We might have better luck the following UT day on 6125 at 0400, which is to North America, parallel to 7285 to South Asia. Via Karikalio, a program called Jazz AM is scheduled for Sunday, 3rd November, at 22 to 23 UT on 3955. That is not via channel 292, but a 125-kilowatt relay via Wooferton, UK. Our monitors seem to agree and lament that BBC World Service is even harder to hear in North America now with the new B-24 scheduling. None of it, of course, intended for us. I was hearing them during the 06 UT hour October 30th on 11810 via Ascension. However, from Radio Today via Mike Barraclough, BBC has welcomed enhanced funding for the World Service following a new budget. In 2025 and 26, an increase in funding to BBC World Service, protecting existing foreign language service provision and its mission to deliver globally trusted media in support of the UK's global presence and soft power. Alan Rowe says, my at-a-glance program grids for all BBC English, VOA, and CGTN Radio Chinese English programs on shortwave are now available on a single-page PDF from a complicated URL you can reach via the World of Radio group. About World of Radio scheduling on WRMI. A new time is on the schedule and may be starting this week, Friday at 1300 UT on 15770. Remains at the same UT during standard time. Another new broadcast has appeared, Tuesday at 14 UT on 9955, in addition to 1 hour earlier at 13. Both of these change to 1 hour later, therefore at 14 and 15 UT as all broadcasts on 9955. The other 9 MHz frequency, 9395, also shifts 1 UT hour later to stay on the same local time, so our broadcast will be Wednesday at midnight 30 on 9395. All the others on the 5 and 7 MHz frequencies of WRMI remain at the same UT. You may find all these in the latest schedule version at worldofradio.com. For WTWW, 9475 hours have been reduced, so it appears our broadcast there has been suspended, but we're still scheduled Friday evenings or UT Saturdays on 5085. At 0300 UT this week, but during standard time it should be at 0400. Our WBCQ times are now UT Monday 0400 on 6160 and Wednesday at 2200 on 7490. As for WTWW, George McClintock informed us on October 25th, a transmitter operator is scheduled to be at the site at the first of the year. He and his wife are excited to be at the site and operate the transmitters. His presence will eliminate small problems that have prevented normal operation of the transmitters. Some of these cannot be corrected by remote control. He has started to move his furniture and personnel items in. Our condolences to Alan Weiner, because Larry Will tells me, Alan family suffered a great tragedy when the potato barn he owns at the junction of Route 1 and Britain Road in Monticello burned to the ground on Monday night, October 21st, and forward the story from thecounty.me. Headlined, Monticello Fire Destroys $500,000 Worth of Antique Cars. The blaze started in an end of the building where an office and Sea of Green Inc., a medical marijuana caregiver business, was located. I suppose he'll tell us about it when he can produce a new worldwide program for Friday evening or UT Saturday. Don't you believe the Australian DX report by Bob Padula? WWCR airs on Saturday evenings on 4840. I've continued to check it and find that the info is obviously over 4 years old from mid-2020. It's at 0315 UT Sunday, soon to be 0415. What is going on with AWR Wavescan? I got this direct from Ray Robinson. New B-24 schedule of KSDA does not show any English. So Wavescan is not even being aired from their own station, which remains on shortwave. It says, no one at AWR has informed us that Wavescan has been canceled, but it seems that is their intention. However, the show will very much continue in production with Jeff and me just as before, but I guess now just as Wavescan, not AWR Wavescan any longer. We're in negotiations to get the show carried by one or two other shortwave stations with coverage into Asia. It will continue on WRMI, WWCR, VOH Africa, and IRRS, and also via podcast at wavescan.podomatic.com. And IGH say no doubt it will continue to air about 36 times a week on WRMI. Kai Ludwig replies, AWR got Wavescan free of charge, then just decided to throw it away and not even had the decency to tell the donators. Indeed, shoddy treatment. Finally coming to their senses about Propagation 101, WMLK has a new schedule. 12 to 17 UT on 15150, 1730 to 2230 on new 17525, and 2300 to 0400 on 9275. These are daily, of course, except Sabbath days. All 300 kilowatts at 53 degrees toward Europe. Via IRCA DX Monitor, a story from WCYB Television says that WEMB 1420 in Irwin, Tennessee, had its building swept away by the Nolichucky River due to Hurricane Helene. And via the Arctic Radio Club, another station had its tower tumble down, not sure why, KRMO 990 in Cassville, Monette, Missouri. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Pennsylvania reports Voice of Vietnam, 11885, fair to good signal most of the day, such as October 25th at 1919 in English. And Wolfgang Büschel says in French, excellent audio quality at 2052 October 28th, likely a refurbished transmitter. It's now scheduled from 1430 until 2200. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued October 28th. ANKNS is peaking at 12 and 4 on November 11th, 12th, 15th, and 20th. Otherwise, mostly 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux descending from 245 October 31st to 162 by November 15th and 16th, and up to 238 by November 22nd. NASA reports that the SWLFest 2025 will be April 25th and 26th at the Holiday Inn, Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. Mark your calendars. For much other info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser hoping you'll hear me again next week as I conclude World of Radio 2267 with a standard disclaimer.